Welcome to the Think Exchange podcast. Today, we're honored to have CEO of Music World Entertainment, Matthew Knoll, speaking with us today from Houston.
Hey, Mark. Well, you know, things are good here with me and my family. It's not so good for a lot of other people that live here in Houston. People have been affected by this hurricane, and it's still, you know, the aftermath of it is just as devastating as the event itself.
Right. I imagine there's a lot of people that are dislocated, a lot of people that are really in need now. And if there is a positive side, is that people are really coming together locally and nationally to help out.
Well, you know, what I said, Mark, is, you know, three weeks ago, we were talking about a country divided. And now we're talking about a country united. And sometimes through the storm, something good comes out of it. And what we've seen here in Houston, we've seen people come together regardless of race, culture, sex. It doesn't matter. People have come together, united as one. And again, 3 weeks ago, we were listening and watching and seeing images of a country divided. That's no longer. There was water that I had shipped into Houston and had, and they accidentally shipped it to George R. Brown, our convention center, where we had a lot of displaced people. I needed this water to go to Texas Southern University because we had a lot of students there that were in need. I just went on the docks of George R. Brown, and I just went up to someone I had never seen in my life, and I said, "Sir, you have a truck. Do you mind taking this water, and I get in the truck with you, and we take it up to Texas Southern?" He said, "Sure, any way I can help." And that's just one small example of how people were helping and still are helping one another. Well, we still need food and we still need some commodities, but for the most part, you know, the Red Cross came in early with George R. Brown. Had 10,000 people. You know, we do a Osteen's, a church.
Right.
House about 3,000-4,000 people. So people are getting the help, but it's ongoing. Now we're in the build-up process. A lot of homes, a lot of homes were damaged severely.
Yeah.
People are going to need furniture. People are going to need to rebuild their homes. 150,000 cars. They have a lot. They have 150,000 cars that were destroyed. So transportation is tough. People need food. Students at colleges need help tremendously. So we're going to need that. It's going to probably be an 8 to 12 month process before we can get Houston back to where it was.
It's going to need a lot of resources and a lot of assistance. And, you know, we're going to, in a couple of minutes, we're going to speak about, you know, some of the things that people can do to help to make that effort happen and to help people that are in need. Before I do that, I just want to ask you, what is the music industry doing in Houston and nationally from your perspective to help the efforts?
Well, we're not doing as much as we should from a local perspective. From a national perspective, I do know that Beyonce and a lot of other artists are with ABC are doing a telethon to assist Houston, which is going to be a major event. He has Oprah Winfrey and a lot of other music artists that will be there with her. So we're excited about that. And she has her foundation called Be Good. And that she's brought to Houston. As a matter of fact, she's partnered with where I teach, Texas Southern University, as well as our church that we founded, St. John's and the Bread of Life. So she's partnered with that. So from a national exposure, we're going to get that, and we're asking people that are listening now to watch that telethon and to give. We're also asking at Texas Southern University, if you go to tsu.edu, you'll see where you'll see a button you can hit where it will direct you to how you can give to the students who they need help. So those are some of the things. I know there's an organization that's raising money for it. This has a lot of these young kids, instruments got destroyed in the storm, so we have to replace and buy new instruments. So we're doing, but I'm challenging the city of Houston to do this.
There's a lot of other organizations specific, like you said, to music, specific to education, and people that are in dire local need that need help as well.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, years ago when Hurricane Katrina hit, our family learned, we started researching because we wanted to give significantly, and we did. And as we researched, the thing that we found is often if you put $1, it might be 10 cents of that dollar goes to where you want. So I challenge everyone, before you give, make sure that you research where those dollars are going, and make sure you research and find some organization that you can be very clear and confident that your dollar is going to your effort, not many efforts around the world. And so I always challenge people to just Google and understand organizations before they just give.
Right. And I think that's so important. And I think it's important for people to know how much of their dollar is going somewhere and where it's going. Some people will say, well, you know what? I want to help those artists with new instruments, or I want to help out, you know, the Humane Society, or I want to help out people at a local church. And knowing where you can donate on the local level as well as on the national level, and knowing where your dollar's going, I think is so important. And we will have a list of all of the different organizations on the website along with this podcast. So we'll have links that people can go to, and you'll be able to see them on the page where the podcast is. So we'll try to do our part here. Now, in terms of the event on the 12th, it's taking place, I think we'll put the time on the website as well, but I think it's taking place 8 p.m. And then they're going to replay it. Yeah, and they're going to replay it at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and it's going to air on ABC, CBS, I'm reading New York Times now, CMT, Fox, and NBC. It's hosted by Beyonce, hosted by Oprah, and several other prominent Texans like Jamie Foxx, Matthew McConaughey. We also got George Clooney showing up. I don't think he's from Texas, nor is Julia Roberts or Barbara Streisand. So they will be there, though, to show their support. And it's really great to see everybody coming together. Let's see. I mean, other than that, do you have any other words for people to suggest things that they could do or to assist, to help?
Well, I, again, you know, what if you're going to give products, toiletries are very much in need. As we go through the transition, now people are having to rebuild. Some of the hardware stores are empty. That's literally, if you can imagine, going to a hardware store and it's empty. So you have those types of products to need, and anything you find at a hardware store, because people have to rebuild again. So those are some of the prominent things. Again, for 9 years have been a professor at Texas Southern University, we had our largest freshman class, 2,500 freshmen. They got here 2 weeks early. So you can imagine these 16, 17, 18-year-olds alone for the first time, and they have to experience a hurricane. And so a lot of those kids are like really, really need help. They weren't prepared for this. And so, again, I ask people to go to tsu.edu. And then you'll see TSU Cares. If you hit that, it'll show you and tell you how you can help students.
Wonderful. And we will have all of this on the website. And also, the telethon will be taking place tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern and then again at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And we'll have more information and links about that and all of the local organizations, especially Texas Southern University.